Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Beis and Yerushalmi, and we are on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We just quoted three different opinions, or two plus opinions, relating to the Shvua that is taken in the Mishnah. Remember the case is somebody sent their Shkalim with a Shliach, and then it got lost or it got stolen. So then what happens? So as long as there was no Pshia that was involved, and the shlichim are not responsible, so it depends, the Mishnah said, when it was lost. If it was lost after the truma had already been taken, so then it's considered, again, according to the shita of the Mishnah, it is a situation where it's the shita that says, tarmin al ha-gavli ba'al ha-asid ligvos, and therefore the shkalim are considered as if kilo they're already birshus ha-hektish. So the people are already yotzei their shekels. They swear to the gizbarim that they didn't do anything wrong, and they don't have to give another shekel. If it was before the truma took place, so they swear to the bialim, and the bialim have to give another matzah shekel, and the Mishnah said there's going to be a double, and we'll have to see today where the extra ones go. But the question the Gemara asked implicitly was that, what do you mean swearing to hektish? You never swear to hektish, right? We go, but there's exclusions, there's mi'utim in Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, hektish, we said, well, the ones that always go together are hektish and shtar, and it's not gufo mamon, and karka, it's always some exclusions from regular rules. So says the Gemara, how is it that they take a shvua? So the Gemara said, for Rabbi Lazar's opinion, was maybe it's like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon who holds, kachim shu chayeb achriyusan, kinachas of hain, kachim that are your chayeb achray, it's like a neder as compared to a nedava. That is considered yours. We said that's called davar hagarm lamamon kamamon dami. And therefore, maybe that's the you swear, you know, he holds that shita, so therefore it's considered ki'ilu, even though it's hektish, but it's kind of yours because you're responsible for it, and therefore there would be a shvua. Number one. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's all durabanan. It's all takana durabanan. Really, midah raisa, so you don't need a shvua. But we want people to take hektish seriously and not fool around. And therefore, and we know that people, we know from other Mishnayos, we had Mishnayos in Zerayim, that people are scared of hektish, and therefore they take it seriously. So Rabbi Yochanan said we want to make sure, and that's why he said, Mishim Shua Stakana, because the Din Durabanan. And then number three, after we rejected the first opinion, we prove Rabbi Yochanan, but the third opinion was, maybe it does not mean that they swear to the Gizbarin, but it just, they swear, Bima'amad HaGizbarin. The Gizbarin are there, so that the Gizbarin don't think that these Shlichim are Chashud, or they're Poshim, and the like. So one of those. Rambam Mishpatim. Fine. So those are the three. The Gemara just adds on one other point. Now on top of Yud Beis and Aleph, Aval Pisha Kiblu Bnei Ha'ir L'Shalem Ein Ha'ekdesh Yotzei Below Shvua. This is going back on Rabbi Yochanan who says that the whole din is a din derabanan. Even if the Bnei Ha'ir, right, it's a din derabanan that they have to swear, so they take Hector seriously. What if everybody got together and said, you know what? We agree that we're going to trust the Shlichim. We don't need the Shvua. We don't need the Shvua. We're Mochel. We're Mochel. Alisha kiblu bnei ir l'shalem. Doesn't matter. You have to take a shvua. Eina hektash yotzi b'lo shvua. You can't, they can't be mochel, the, chi of shvua. This is what is, required. This is for the tovas haklal, that people take it seriously. So even in this situation where they're mochel, we're not going to accept it. Mechila is not always accepted. Just because I'm mochel something doesn't mean it's automatically, okay, you're mochel. Like here, l'tovas haklal, even if these townspeople are mochel, the chi of shvua that the shlichim have to them, we say, taflak, you have to swear because we need this for the system. We need this for the system. Mechila doesn't work for melech. Remember, melech shemochel al kvodo, ain kvodo mochel. Right? By the others, a father or a mother, a parent, or a rebbe who's mochel, kvodo mochel. But a melech is not. What do you mean? The melech is, come on, it's okay. I'm mochel out of my coven. You know, no, for the good of the system. For the good of the system, ain't kvodo mochel. Right? That's a din daraisa. Right? This is a din derabanan in our Gemara. That's a din daraisa. The melech can't be mochel. The melech, the position of the melech has to be such that, it's, held up high, and yes, mitzido, as we've said, the melech has to be self-effacing and, look at himself as just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah says in Shoftim Levilti Rum Levavo Me Echav, and that's why the Ron says in the Drasha that he always has to have the Sefer Torah with him to keep him in check, because he has such elastic power. But in terms of Kavan HaMelech, he gave him Mochal. He needs to be Som Tassim Alecha Melech, Shetehe Imasu Alecha. And he has to show. And remember, that was not exactly Mechila, but that was how some of the Rishonim, the Sefer Ikarim, explains the difference between the Chet of Shaul and the Chet of David. Right? They both sinned. They were chatam. They weren't perfect. But David's sins did not lose him to lose the Malchus. Right? Bathsheba, whatever that sin was, and counting the people, they didn't lose the Malchus for that. Well, Shaul HaMelech sinned, and he lost the Malchus for that. Right? So what's the difference? The Sefer Ikarim asks, what's the difference between those two? The answer is, he explains, because David's sins were personal. Nobody's perfect. I mean, Lahad David HaMelech, we can't put ourselves in the same atmosphere as David HaMelech, let alone the same sentence. The same atmosphere we can't put in. But whatever David did, David HaMelech's sins were personal. But Shaul's sins related to his being the Melech. I mean, it related to his not being the Melech over them. And he was influenced by the Am more. And if you look at the Psukim, by Amalek, it was more about the Am. Right, and that was according to Chazal, that was the chait, that he might have started off as a tzaddik, but eventually, because he wasn't a successful king, because he didn't rule over the people, he kind of let the people rule over him, and he was mushpa. We've quoted another shiur on the Yalkut, on Tehillim, on the Psukim, when David HaMelech brings the Aron back to Yerushalayim, and he has the whole parade, and he's dancing, and the Rambam quotes these Psukim at the end of Hilchos Lulav, regarding Simcha, and he's dancing and celebrating, and the Psukim say that Michal Bashol, his wife, looked outside the window, and V'nivze Be'eneha, something like that, right, and she was disgusted. And it doesn't say anything more. And then David HaMelech comes home, and he takes off his jacket, and he lies down, and he probably didn't have his jacket on anymore, he was sweating, and he lies down on the couch, he's like, what a day. Amazing, we brought the Aron back. And she says, it was a great day. What a great day that every maidservant in the land saw the arms of the king of Israel dancing and doing that in front of everybody. What a great day. And David HaMelech answers, I'm the king, not your father. That's all the psukim say. Ha'am asher bachar bi. So what's going on here? So the Yalkut fills in the conversation on that. You're right, your father would never have done this, David HaMelech says, because he cared about what the Am was thinking and feeling. But I know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I know to give it my all in terms of dancing in front of the Aron to bring back, I'm the king and not your father. Meaning, I do what I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I don't care what the Am thinks. Again, we have to care what the Am thinks in a certain sense. But that, again, David HaMelech ruled over. That's what we quoted in this unbelievable Shemi Shmuel line. The Shemi Shmuel says, that's why David HaMelech needed a little Moabite blood in him. Because, you know, it's not natural for one Jew to rule over his fellow Jew. And therefore, we have Rus HaMoav, Amonivo Amoniv, it's Motor, but that allowed him to be able to be a HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, behind the scenes, to be able to be a successful king. But anyway, that's another area where Mechila does not work. Right? Mechila doesn't work here, Midir Abanan, Vlotovas Laklal, Mechila doesn't work for a Melech. There's another context where Mechila might not work, and that is where, if there is a payment, we mentioned recently, there are different types of payments we have in halacha. We have mamon, we have knas, we also have kofar. Kofar, the first daf in Makkos in the Bavli. Kufra kapara or kufra mamona. If somebody's ox kills a person, he has to pay a certain payment called kofar, right? Some type of atonement payment. So is that a payment, a mamon payment, or is that a kapara payment? So one nafgamina could be, what if the children realize that it wasn't my fault, and they're mochel. They're mochel on the kofar payment. Right, or some, there's a discussion that we've shown him by paying if somebody eats truma b'shogeg, and they have to pay the kohen. It could be mochel, that payment. Right, so if there is a payment that's kapara, so it could be that also, that cannot be nimchal, because that is more for the giver than for the receiver. Right, there's an amazing lashon the Rambam has by that payment of kofar. And we're not talking about kofar now, but we are for a minute. But the Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Nizke Mamon by the payment of kofar is, again, it's in lieu. a person didn't kill, but it was this animal that killed. But the Rambam says, Zeshenemar b'Torah, v'gam ba'alav, the language of the Torah is v'gam ba'alav yumas. And also the owner should be killed. We know Torah Shebaalpeh means that's mamon. But it's v'gam ba'alav yumas. Mipi Yashmua lamdu shachiyav misa zu bidei shamayim. V'im nasan kofer hanerag niskaper lo. So the conceptual, if a person's animal kills, the conceptual step one is the person's chayav misa bidei shamayim. Even though it was Grum, it was his animal, and let's say, but if he pays the kofar, he gets kapara from that misa b'dei shamayim. That's the Rambam's lashon. V'im nasan kofar haner ragnis kaparlo. V'alavish ha-kofar kaparahu, memashkinin is mishin is chayav ha-kofar bal-karcho. Even though it's a kapara, Bezin forces you to do this, this kapara. Okay, but that's another example where mechila, would not work. Rabbi Chanan, in the beginning of Baba Basra, discusses that, that's why mechila might not work, because it's a, kapara payment. Look in Os Beis in the Kovet Shiurim. In Mihani Mechila La Kapara. Because, you know, it's more for the giver, kapara hu b'lehefech, deschus ha-toveya hu b'tolda mechivish al-anitfel is kapar. The reason that you're owed money is because I have a chiv to pay. Usually, I have a chiv to pay because I owe you money. Here, no. You're owed because of my chiv. It starts with the giver, and therefore, Mechila won't work. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hifrish Shiklo V'Avad. So what happens if we just spoke about in the Mishnah where the shekel is lost from the on the derech? What if it never got to the derech? Right? I was mafresh my shekel. I put it in my house. I put it into a special container for the shekel, and then it got lost somehow. Here is shiklo va'avan. So in that case, the tikkun chadin has 2 days, but we'll go with the first day. Kodem shnitzer b'truma, simpler day before the truma wasn't taken yet. In the Trumas in the Beis HaMikdash. So it got lost. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Achri Yisur. Rabbi Yochanan says, Achi Yimso LeGizbar. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's in the house until the Gizbar gets it, you're responsible. You're responsible. And again, the Mishnah said, if the Truma happened already, then fine. You're no longer responsible. But the Truma didn't happen yet. So here, you're responsible. Rabbi Shimon Lakash Amar, Rish Lakash says, Heklish Purishos HaGavoa B'chom HaKam Shur. Rish Lakash says, no, wherever it is, it already belongs to Heklish, and therefore, you're Pater. If it got lost in the house. Says the Gemara, that's against the Mishnah. Masisa pligar shimen lakish. Isn't the Mishnah against Rish Lakish? What does our Mishnah say? Nishpan b'nei ha'ir b'nei ha'shir shoklin tachteyim. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if it got lost on the way before the Trumas HaShekel was done in the Beis HaMikdash, what happens? The Shlichim swear to the Baalim, and then the Baalim have to give another Shekel. So what's Rish Lakish talking about? That, once it's you're designated, it's already Birshus Hektish. And if it gets lost, it's not your responsibility. The Mishnah says you have to give another shekel. Answer, lo od mishum shuas takana. That's a din derabanan. Rish Lakish is only talking about a daraisa level. On a daraisa level, right when you designate it, it's bedek habayis, or not bedek habayis, it's going to be used for the machzah shekel, eventually for kedushas mizbeach. And therefore, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Mi derabanan, you know, you're still going to be responsible. Get a din derabanan. So lamaisa, you're chayav to pay. According to Rish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan, lamaisa, you're chayav to pay. Right? The tikkun chatan here discusses. So what's the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? They both agree you're chayav to pay if it gets lost in your house before the trumas shekel is done. So lamai nafkamina. The difference is Rabbi Yochanan says you're paying me daraisa because it didn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Rabbi Rish Lakish says you're paying me derabanan. So that's the machlokas, whether it's a daraisa payment or a derabanan payment. But what difference does that make, whether it's a daraisa payment or a derabanan payment? So he says, he has two nafkaminas. He has two nafkaminas. V'nafkamina linin shvua. Da'afilu kodem shnitchem ba'ein lo la'shleich li shava el shvua derabanan. Is it a shvua daraisa or a shvua derabanan? According to Rish Lakish, this is a shvua derabanan that they're taking. Because really, me daraisa, I'm putter. They swear to me that I got lost and I'm going to have to pay a shvua derabanan. They're a nafkaminas. Between a shvua daraisa and a shvua derabanan, right? The Gemara in Shvua is daf mem aleph, and the Bavli lists off differences between a shvua daraisa and shvua derabanan. Do you say mefich shvua if for some reason I can't take the shvua? Does it get thrown to you and you have to take the shvua? Other nafkaminas, oh nafkamina, do you pay kefal on this ma'os? He quotes different nafkaminas there in the Tiklin Chadatin. Okay, we continue. So machloz Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish about that. Nimso shechzirim haganavim tani. So what does the Mishnah say? If I give another shekel because it got lost before the truma, or got stolen before the truma, and then it was found. So then they both go to the Beis HaMikdash. They both go to the Beis HaMikdash. I've given two shekelim. So Tani, the Tosefta says, Harishonim Nofalim Tikkun Chadatin, Vashtim Nofalim Tikkun Atikin. Remember, you have the two different shofaros, two different containers in the Mikdash. So the first ones that you gave go into the container that says New Shkalim, and the second ones go into the container that says Old Shkalim. Right? The Old Shkalim are used for, that's what goes into the container of the Shiari Halishka, meaning what was left over after the third Trumas HaShkalim that they do before Sukkis. So then whatever's left over, they use for other purposes. That's called the Shiare Halishka, the leftovers of the Lishka. So the first ones and the second ones. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean, the first and the second? Eluhein HaRishon and Eluhein HaShniyim. Which are first, which are second? Are the first ones that you gave, right, or not? So Rav Pinchas Bar Chana, Niyav Rabbi Abba, Mari, Chad Amar, Elu Sheshilchu Bnei Ha'ir Tchila. One opinion says, you know what the first ones are? The first ones that the people sent first. Sheshilchu Bnei Ha'ir Tchila, first, and the ones that were lost, and then the ones that were found. That's the first. The Charana Amar, Elu Sheigil Lidei Gizbar Tchila. No. The other opinion says, no. The first are the ones that the Gizbar got first. And then the other ones were found. So even though those were sent second, those in second, that's called first here. And those are the ones that are used for the Machzor HaShakal. In other words, it could be this Machlokas. When is there a significant stage? Right? When is there a significant stage? The ones that you sent first, right? Is there already a stage of, according to Reish Lakish, for sure, that is an important stage. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're still Chayeb Achrayis. But is it, there a significant stage? Or is it only when it gets to the base of Mikdash, right? Machlokas, when that, what's the first and what's the second? Good. Says the Mishnah. Halacha base. Says the Mishnah. Hanosi shiklo v'chaveiro l'shkal al yado. I gave. Reuven gives Shimon shkalim. And he says, Shimon, could you please give the shekel on my behalf? And what happens? Shimon says, sure. And he goes to the base of Mikdash, and then he gives it on his own behalf. V'shiklo al yidei atzmo. He gives it on his own behalf. Reuven gave him a shekel to give for Reuven. And Shimon gives it for Shimon. So what's the halacha? Im nitra mahachuma ma'al. If the already, by the time he gave it, as we've said, once the truma is done, and the truma that's done in the Beis HaMikdash has in mind all the shkalim that are on the way, alo asid likvos, so the second that the truma is done, then this shekel in Shimon's hand really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash already. It's already covered by the truma. And therefore, when he uses it for his own personal benefit to save a buck, he's giving this instead of the shekel that he would have to give, he's giving Reuven's. So not only is he kind of stealing, but he's violating Me'ilah, because this shekel already belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's ma'al, he's violating me'ila, by benefiting from something, in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Look at the, Pnei Moshe in the last medium line. Mipnei shezeh ha-shekel b'rishus hekdashi. This shekel is already viewed as this b'rishus hekdash. Shekvar tarmu ala asid ligvos. Right? Because the truma that was done in the Beis HaMikdash already covered this. V'nim shezeh hitzel atzmo b'maman hekdash. And therefore, this guy is not only taking Reuven's shekel, he's taking the Beis HaMikdash shekel. V'nene b'shekel hazeh. And he's being nene. What happens if the Bishop just said if the Truma was taken already, then Maal. And if the Truma wasn't taken, the Truma wasn't taken yet, so then he's just stealing. Right? It's not that he's taken for the Beis HaMikdash. V'im lo nitrima Truma lo Maal. V'chayev ulitin l'chavira shekel shenasan lo. He's got to pay back. He stole that shekel. But that is number one in the Mishnah. Hashokal shiklom and a hektish v'nitrima. What happens in this case? You didn't take somebody else's hektish. You took your own. I designated a shekel in my house to be for the Machzor shekel. And then I forgot. I forgot that that was designated for the Machzor shekel. So I just used that shekel to buy bananas. Right? I used it for my own purpose. So hashokal shiklom and a hektish v'nitrima truma. And then again, I used it, and then afterwards, nitrima hatruma, and then the truma was taken inside, so now that covers the shekel that I already used. But says the Mishnah here, v'karva habehema ma'al. There, the me'ila only takes place once they use the shkalim for the carbon sebor, and they were makar of the animal, that's when me'ila takes place. Me'ila didn't take place earlier by my friend's shekel. Then it goes by even when the truma was just taken. But here it goes by the animal. Why do you need the animal? Look in the Tiklan Chadatin on the left side. Mina Hektish. Shahaya biyado Moshe Hektish Lebet HaGabayis. I have money that I was already Maktish. Ukisavar Shem Shechulin, but I made a mistake. I thought they were Chulin money. Vishakaman Shiklo. And I took my... did I flip the case? Hashokal Shiklo Mina Hektish. Not the banana. That's, we're going to get to that in a different case. Shokal Shiklo Mina Hektish. I designated money... I take back what I said just 2 minutes ago. I designated money for the Beis HaMikdash. And now I forgot I did that, and I use this for the shekel. Right? I said I'm going to use this for the Machzor Shekel. So I'm using my Machzor Shekel from already Hekdesh money. Hashoko Shiklo Min HaHekdesh. That's what happens. V'nishma Truma. So then in that case, I apologize, says the Tiklan Chazatin, Ukesavar Shem Shalchulu Mishakamim Shiklo, V'nishma Truma. So then what is the base of it? The base of it is took my shekel, and they bought a carbon with it. V'kana Behema Bozar Truma Vekrivua. Uz Nishayva Shokel Carbon Me'ila. Once they buy that animal and they're mocking that animal, that's when I violate Me'ila, the Isra of benefiting for the Beis HaMikdash. Aval kodam lachein lo ma'al. But before that, I didn't violate Me'ila. Why? I took something that was hektish and I made it hektish. So I didn't violate Me'ila yet. It went from hektish to hektish. Right? Lefishein Me'ila, but mostly ben hektish lechulin. Aval mostly ben hektish lehektish. Avui shenene eino mo'el. But even though I'm getting benefits so far because I'm saving myself because this was already hektish, so I didn't valid me'ila el achar shasa ma'isa behektish hasheni until the carbon was brought, and now it's I've saved money from the base of hektish and I've gotten hanah from it positively, and therefore that's when I'm going to violate me'ila. That's halacha number two. So again, halacha number one, I use my friend's shekel. Number two, I use my own hektish by mistake. Number three, mi ma'aser sheni u'midibei shvius yochal kenegdo. From ma'aser sheni, if I use ma'aser sheni money or dibei shvius shmita money, so then I have to buy and eat parallel to the amount that I already spent. The Gemara will explain what that means. Me'ila itself, we've discussed this in the past. The Isra of Me'ila is not mafurish in the Torah. It's a big question in the Rishonim. What exactly is the source of the Isra of Me'ila? The carbon of Me'ila, that's Beferish. That's one of the Ashamos, right? One of the five Ashamos. Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos. Asham Shifcha Charufa, Asham Nazar, Asham Sar, Asham Tali. Right? So Asham Me'ilos, if I violate Me'ilos, one of the few Averis. Most Averis I do have private carbon Chatos. But the Torah designates a few Averis that, no, Asham, carbon Asham, which is different than a Chatos, right? Asham has a voda like an Ola, even though an Asham is Ba'al Chait like a Chatos. But it has the avoda, like a chatas has, you have to do the zrika on all four corners. And it has to do on the top, lamala michot asikra. The asham is only shtayim shehin arba, like the ola, and it's lamata michot asikra. Right? And the differences between the asham, the difference the asham is more expensive than the chatas. A chatas is always in a keva. So there are differences between the two. But that's asham, but so it's beferish, the asham, the carbon, but the iser is not. But the question, the discussion, the achronim is that how much is me'ila? And Tosfos has a dea in a few places. Maybe there are two aspects of me'ila. There's the me'ila shel hana'a, and there's the me'ila shel gezel. Meaning me'ila is benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash and stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Right, both of those elements. Reb Chaim in the Gracha in Hilchas Me'ila proves from a number of halachas of Me'ila that at root it's Gezel Hekdesh. At root it's Gezel Hekdesh. Maybe it has to do with benefit, but it's Gezel Hekdesh. Right, you could do a little bit today. You could benefit a Chatzis Pruta today and a Chatzis Pruta tomorrow, and they're mitzarif to each other. To say that a Hanar is mitzarif to each other is difficult. If it's money, if it's Gezel at root, so then that makes sense. And there are others. There's a Reb Chaim proves it. He likes to get based on this Tosfos at the end of Bamitzia. Tosfos, we know there's a halacha in Parshas Kisetse that when somebody is working in the field, so then he's allowed to partake of some of the fruit that he's working in, and also an animal. If an animal is working in the field, but if I'm working in the field, what if the field is arla? Am I allowed to eat that arla? The answer is no. Of course not. That's a separate iser. Right? That's an iser. What if the field is, I'm a nazir and I'm working in a grape field, in a vineyard. Am I allowed to eat the grapes? No, of course not. Of course not. The Gemara requires a pasuk to say that if the field is hektish, I'm not allowed to eat from the fruit of hektish. Right? There's a pasuk required for that. And ask Tosfos and ask the Mefarshim, why should you need a pasuk for that? Right? You can't do any other isurim. Can't do any yisurim, so why would you need a pasuk for that? So says Reb Chaim explains here in Paraches Halacha Aleph, the heter of eating of the worker or of the animal, let's say of the worker, doesn't matir isurim except for gezel, Right? It's not gezel when, let's say the owner says, no, you can't eat from my field. Tough luck. That's a din daraisa. It's not gezel. I'm allowed to eat from your field. I'm not allowed to take home for my kids, but I can eat lunch in the field. But so you see, gezel is matired. So that's why that's the havamina. You would have thought that me'ila is also matired, because that me'ila at root is an isra gezel. And that's why you would have thought that isra me'ila is also matired. Kamash b'lan, it's not. That's why you need the pasuk dafka by me'ila and not by other isurim. Nira loma de b'emes lo shayach la melev klal shari isurim gezel. Milvad de isurim imano lo yafinan. Ela de b'poal, by a poel, lo. To hutar isur gezel. Only gezel is matired. Ki imda ayde zed, di tira tora la poel lecho, b'kamas chaveir, memela, ein ze gezel klal. Masha enkein ben nazir, umayser sheni, chutz lachoma, v'shari isurim, mehechetesi. Ye mutra poel be'asur lo. Of course, mehechetesi. Ay v'had isur kra derech alamute hektish. Nireh, because at root, the isur me'ilo humishim gezel hektish. That's his yisod. And that's why he proves it from Me'ila Shiur Bepruta. That's why the Shiur is a Pruta. And your Mitzarev, Me'ila Lizman Meruba, Achila Asal Achila Schavir Mitzarfin, other rayas to that. There's another important discussion by Me'ila, but maybe we'll wait a second. If a katan is makdish something, then there's no Me'ila by that hektish. Even though if a goy is makdish something, there's Me'ila by that hektish. Right, so why is that? There's a beautiful Ar Sameach based on a Ramban. But we'll wait. We'll see if there's time. Says the Gemara. Top of Yud Beis, Amid Beis. So Ashokel. So, question about their Gersos here. Ashokel, Shokel, and Hektish. Remember the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that, let's assume this is going on the second line of the Mishnah, where I have Hektish in my house, I forgot, and by mistake I use that for the Machzis HaShekel. I use that for the Machzis HaShekel. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah said, once the carbon is brought, that's when you violate Me'ila. So the Gemara says there, Anan Taninan, skip the next four words, Anan Taninan, we're going to flip the next two lines. We learned here in our Mishnah, Anan Taninan, Im Nikrava HaBehema. If the animal, Im Karva Behema, when do you violate Me'ila? When the animal was Hukrav. But Vitanya de Beis Rebbe, and only then you violate Me'ila. But we learn in a Braisa, Beis Rebbe, Im Nitruma Truma, right when you gave the Truma. You're going to violate Me'ila. Right when you use the Shekel, you use your Hektish, and you made it into Shekel, right away, you violate. Question, so is it only after they buy the carbon, or the mak of the carbon, or after your Nitra Matruma? Amar Balazar, Mantan and Nitra Matruma, who is the author of that brisa that says it's after Nitra Matruma? Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon, Chita. Which Rabbi Shimon? Which Rabbi Shimon? So there's a Rabbi Shimon later on. Daf Lamed Hay. Daf Lamed Hay. The Mishnah there says in Daf Lamed Hay, at the end of the fourth parak, that, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbarim made deals with suppliers at the beginning of the year. Right? People who supplied flour and people who supplied oil and people who supplied wine. They made deals and they cut a price. They settled on a price. But the Mishnah says, Hektish always wins. Meaning, if the price goes down, then the supplier has to give more. Has to give more to the Beis HaMikdash. And if the price goes up, then Hektish doesn't have to pay more. Doesn't have to pay more. The Hektish always wins. But also, how does that work? That the Hektish paid the suppliers, that money is really not of the suppliers until everything is brought. Kind of stays belonging to a Hektish. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Right? That's how Yad Hektish Al Hal Yona. The deal really isn't done until after everything, because the price might go up, the price might go down. So that money still, even though it was given to the suppliers, it really, until the flour and the wine is all used, the money still stays Birshus Hektish. Rabbi Shimon argues on that. Rabbi Shimon there in the Brisa says, no. And that's the line that's quoted here. The Rabbi Shimon Amar Miyan Hayamakaba Mosav Kwanim Zrizim Heim. Right? No, right away. Right away it goes to the Birshus of the suppliers. Why? Because we assume, because part of the issue I didn't mention is that we're worried that maybe the flour will go bad and it'll become spoiled. The Kwanim do things very quickly. They use it very quickly. We're not nervous. We're not nervous. The Kohanim. So right away, the money is considered shalchulin. Right away. So that says the Gemara. That's that brisa. That brisa that says that right when nitra matruma, the me'ila happens. So me'ila happens when it's yosei lechulin. So that's what we said. According to Rabbi Shimon, the money is yosei lechulin right away, quicker than according to the Rabbanan. But our Mishnah is according to the Rabbanan that no, only once the animal is hukrav, then we say that me'ila occurs. Period. Continuing the Gemara, Im Nitra Matruma Mal. So says the what? Now we're going back to the again. It's a little out of order. We're going back to the first line of the Mishnah, according to this pshat. Right? What was the first line? Reuven gives Shimon a shekel, and Shimon uses it for himself. So ask the Gemara, why is there an Isra Me'ilah there? Shimon comes to the base of Megdash and gives here's a shekel. He didn't say who it was for. So why don't we just say, this shekel is for Reuven? Right? Shimon gave it. Shimon's giving Reuven, gives it to the base of Megdash. So it should count for Reuven's shekel. And Reuven should get the credit. And Shimon shouldn't violate Me'ilah. And Shimon should have to give another shekel. Says the Gemara. What if I stole the carbon ola of my friend and I brought it to the base of Megdash and I gave it to the Kohanim and they gave it? So it works for my friend. Stama lo l'shem b'ayla marishonu mechaperes. Isn't it mechaper for the original owner? Right? So what does it say here too? And we're assuming that he gave the shekel stam. He didn't say this is for me. He gives the shekel. Answer, no. Amrav Yudin tiftar b'misuyim. It must be that our case is where it's designated specifically. It's misuyam, it's nikar, that Shimon wants this to be used for himself. It must be that's the case. Just like Masha Mishal Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Shei Miskavim V'dofa L'kupa. The house of Rabbi Gamliel used to not give their shekel until right before the truma was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And right when the Kohen is going in, that's when they threw their shkalim in, because they wanted their shkalim to be used. They knew it was going to be on top. They knew it was going to, and everybody knew that it was going to be for the Beis Rabbi Gamliel. So even if it counts for them, but they wanted their shkalim to be used. So it was nikar. It was nikar. So to hear, that must be the case where it's nikar that it was for Shimon, and that's why it didn't count for Reuven. Period. We'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in the second parak next time.